Okay, we are holding on Chagiga Yud Aleph, about 12 lines from the top by the two dots. Quoting from the Mishnah, Mikra Mua Halachos Merubos. So there's certain things that are big like mountains, they're huge, but they only have a small little hair, like the smallest little amount that's mentioned. Tana. So we learn like this. Negoyim va'olos, right? Negoyim are things that are impure, an olos. So mikra muad v'halachos merubos. There's only a few psukim on them, but there's many, many halachos of this. So I'm going to ask one second. Negoyim, mikra muad. You have parshas tazriya, you have parshas mitzara. How can you tell there's only a few psukim on that? Negoyim, mikra merubahu. There's a tremendous amount of psukim that are talking about the halachas of that. Right, so Amar of Papa Hachikom. This is pshat what it means. Negoyim. When you have negoyim, there's mikra muruba v'halachas muatos. There's a lot of psukim, but there's a small amount of halachas. In the contrast, that's olos. That's mikra muat v'halachas murubos. That there's only a few psukim on that, but there's a lot of mishnayis olos. It's I think 18 prakim. A tremendous amount to learn from that. So my nafkamina, at the end of the day, what difference does it make whether there's a lot of psukim, there's not a lot of psukim discussed the halachos? So this is like this. Imis tafkoloch milsa b'negoyim, if you have a suffix when it comes to negoyim, which we have a lot of things, so then ayin b'kroy. You're going to look into the psukim to find the answers over there when you have a suffix. Imis tafkoloch b'milsa b'olos, and if you have a suffix in terms of hilchos olos, like the tumen tower over there, tumas mace, etc., ayin b'masnis. So there you're going to have to look into the Mishnayis to learn out the halachos, because there's not really very much discussed about openly in Psukim. Okay, the next case, the Mishnah talked about dinim omenos, right? That's another thing where there's a smach for them. Smichta k'sivim, there's a lot of Psukim over here. Lo nitzruchel lichid rabbi. No, really, you need it in order to teach us the halacha, the concept of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Titania, we heard in a brisa. Rabbi, that's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Omer, nefesh tachas nefesh. So when you see a soul for a soul, a life for a life, so you might think, okay, so if someone kills, they, then you kill them back, right? So mamon, no, the chiddush is that it's actually talking about paying money. Ata Omer mamon, you're telling me that really, you give money, there's a monetary compensation. Oh, ain't ella nefesh mamish. Maybe it really should be a life for a life, like the pasuk sounds. Posh pshat nefesh tachas nefesh. So, nemar nesina lamata, nemar nesina lamalo. Now you have nesina mentioned in two different places in Parshas Mishpatim. Mala halam mamon. So just like over there, the giving, the nesina, the act is transferring money. That's what goes, something that's given from one person to another. So afkan mamon. So too over here, even though the halach is not explicit, the psukim teaches, we learn out that nefesh tachas nefesh is not literal, but it's a monetary payment is what is done. Avodos, the next part was the avoda, the working in the base of Migdash. We know that there are four parts to the bringing of a korban. There's the shechita, where you slaughter the animal. There's the kabbalah, where you receive the dam into a kli. Then there's the halacha, where you walk from the place of shechita to the mizbech and the zrika. Those are the four stages. So when we learn them out, nichtav ksivan, there's a lot of psukim. Lo nitzvicha ela lo halachas do hadam. No, because if you think about it for a minute, halacha, carrying the dam, doesn't actually have to be mentioned. It doesn't have to be done, I should say, because let's say you were standing close by the Mizbeach where you did the Shechita, then you really technically wouldn't have to do it. You could only have three out of the four steps, right? Titania, Vehikrivo, Zogbal Sadam. The Balzac dogs in Parshas Vinim Vayikra, that Aaron's sons are Makabla, Vehikrivo, they bring it. That's talking about doing the Kabbalah. The Afkarach, Manabalash and Halacha, nevertheless, even though it's talking about the receiving of it, it's with the lashon expression of holacha, of caring, of traveling, walking, tichsib, vihikriv hakohen es hakol, vihiktir hamizbecha. The kohen's going to bring it over and then be maktir it, like smoke it up on the mizbeach. Amar Mar, the master says, zo holachas averim lekevesh. That's talking about bringing the limbs to the kevesh, to the ram next to the mizbeach, where from there you put it onto the mizbeach itself. So the meimra de halacha lab tafka michlal kabbalah. So evidently from the fact that Torah is using the thing about being mekabel the dam with the same language that's used for carrying it. So you see the carrying is not lotafka. It's not part of, it's not excluded from the category of Kabbalah, right? In other words, all the halachos that talk about collecting the dam for the korbanos, that have to be done by a kohen with his right hand, meaning all these things apply to the dam, to the halacha as well. Therefore, it is an avoda. Okay, next, tohoros. Right, about whether something is ritually pure. Michtu k'sivim, we have a lot of psukim on this. The pattern is, no. Yes, there are a lot of psukim, but nevertheless, there's a chiddush that you wouldn't have known about that. Lo nitzrucha ela l'shir mikveh. To tell us what the shir is, the required amount for a mikveh, delo k'sivah, that's not written in the Torah. Actually, in Hilchos Mikvos, there is a discussion as to what exactly is the deraisa requirement. There's a rivash that says it's only a revius. So what do you mean, a revius? No one can fit inside a revius. It's so small. It's a few ounces. But maybe on a deraisa level, that would have been it, to be even long, provided that we could cover the article at one time. Right? That's just to point out there's a difference between tevilas kelim and hagolas kelim. When it comes to tevilas kelim, so the entire item needs, a person, yeah, the entire item needs to be submerged in the mikveh at once. In contrast, that by hagolas kelim, hagolas when you have to kash your pot. So let's say you have a very long, I don't know, what would be an example, like a long knife or something, and you don't have a big pot. So if the halacha is that as long as the water is at a rolling boil, you don't have to immerse the whole thing at once. You could do one side of it. You could then turn the long fork, the long knife, the long spoon around and dip the other side of it. Right? So that's part of the halacha. But afal pichim, getting back to this, what's the shear? So the shear for the mikvah, lo k'siva, says the Gemara. Titania, as we learned in the Braisa, Viracha says, Bisar b'mayim, he should wash himself, his body, in water, b'mei mikveh. That's talking about the waters of the mikveh. Es kol b'saro, he has to do his entire flesh. Mayim, it must be water, shekol gufo oyle b'hem, that would cover the entire body. Kamehen, how much is that? Amal amal b'rosh, b'rum, sorry, shalosh amos. One ama, by one amma with the height of three amos. So an amma, if you would imagine different opinions, between 18 to 24 inches, some hold 22 inches or so. So it's 22 inches in one direction, 22 inches in the other direction, and then 66 inches, so much. So you cheshbon all that out, v'shi'ur chachamim mei mikvah arboim saw. That's what we're all familiar with, mem saw. That's the shear of a mikveh that is not written in the Torah, and that's what it's hinting at when it says that it's something that's there's a hairs there, but there are mountains that are hanging on it. Okay, we did Tahoros, now we're going to continue. Tameos, right? For something to become Tamei, Simich Tav Ksivan. There's a lot of psukim talking about the something becoming Tamei. The Nitzvicha Elach Lika Adosha. No, it's the size of a lentil bean, right? Michel loksicha elchadosha min hasheretz v'loksiva, right? Titania bohem, it says who touches them. So what is that? There's a Rambam over here. Rambam is in Avos Satuma, Perek Dalad, halacha beis hasheretz av me Avos Satuma mitami adam akelim b'maga. So a sheretz, right? The creepy crawly thing is an av hatuma, and it makes people and kelim impure b'magia by touching them. Klicheres ba'avir, if it goes into the airspace of a klicheres, ve'ena metam b'masa, but it's not metam is something by masa by carrying it but not touching it directly. Fatno geabo, and someone who touched it, ena metam begodim b'shas mago, his clothing does not become tame. Here it is, says the Rambam, v'shir tumoso b'kadosha. The amount for this is the size of a lentil bean. V'chol hashrotzim mitstarfin l'chadosha, and all the shrotzim you could combine them, can mitstarf. So if you don't have from this, you have different pieces. But if you put it all together, then that would reach the required amount to be tame. Okay, so continues on the Gemara. Yochel b'chulon. I would thought that if you touch the entire thing, tamad loimer mayhem from them, right? Yochel mitzosan. I think even if part of them. Right? Tamad lomer bohem. No, it has to be all of them. So that seems to be contradicting the whole thing. Is it all of it or is it some of it? Sahak eitzet. Ad shegiyeh b'miktoso shehu kula. you don't become tame until you touch part of it that's like the whole mount, which means like a significant amount. V'shiru chachamim b'kadadasha, and the Chazal estimated that mount would be the size of a lentil bean. Shekein chomet, that's the chomet. What exactly is the chomet? So it's unclear. I don't have a better translation of it, but I looked in the Steinsaltz also, he didn't have it. So if Steinsaltz doesn't have it, I don't know what to tell you. Chomet techilasu b'kadosha. So it starts off in its early stages. The smallest one, the shrots, and that's a chom. That's the size of a kadosha. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imir kizinav haltoa. It's like the size of a lizard's tail. When you're little and you try to catch lizards, so you all remember what that they look like. So sometimes when you're trying to catch the lizard, you put the can on it, and unfortunately you didn't get the whole lizard in, so you got only part of it, and the tail comes off. So that tail is pirchas, it flops around. It has a sign of life to it, actually, after it's really cut off. So that's like the size of the adasha. That's what the Chazal is saying over here when it means kizanav halato. Haltoa, I pronounced it wrong. Vaiter, okay. Arias. Michta Kulon, right? There's a lot. Arias, there's a lot of Michta Kulon. Lo Nitzricho. Now we turn to Amud Beis, almost at the end of the first parak. Levito me anusoso dloksiva. No, there's a certain type of erva that's min in Rachman Otzon. A man is ma'anis a woman. He violated her, and a daughter is born from that rape. So even though it's not mentioned in the Torah, she is an erva to him. I was thinking, I didn't understand, like, what would the Hav mean not that way? This is Bito Mamish, so I'm not sure how to work that out, but Lamaisa, that's what it says. That's the Chidishor, the Bito Menuso, Tlok Siva. Da Omer Ravo, Omer Li, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Avdimi, Osya, Heina, Heina. Now, you learn this out from the Gezer Shav of Heina Heina, the one that's talking about Arias, the one's talking about the Znus. Asya Zima Zima. It's a lewdness, right? As you see, that's where it's learned out. That would be the limud for how you know that the bito meanusa is awesome. Okay, then the Mishnah said hein gufe Torah. These are essential parts of the Torah, right? So some say it's not really repetition, but it's more of like it's like an inclusive way of talking, right? All the cases, all the things that are mentioned. That's how the Rambam learns. Hein hein gufei Torah. Say hein in hanachlo. What, these only the things mentioned in the Mishnah? That's gufei Torah, and the other parts are not. Ela aim, you have to revise and say hein vihein gufei Torah. No, these and those, right? These that are written, that are mentioned in the Torah, in Mishnah, and those that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Everything is very important, whether it's essential, whether or not it was written explicitly or not. Hein vihein gufei Torah. Okay, hadron alach hakol chayovin. Now, we have the zvos to begin the new parak, the second parak. So the continuation is, we're talking about things that not are necessarily written out explicitly. Right, it was hinted at, it was concealed, and it's explained and it's elaborated upon in Torah Shabbat Peh. So now the beginning of this Perek Beis, is going to discuss, in the beginning at least, more this idea about things that are not necessarily talking about openly, things that are said explicitly. So begins the Mishnah in the second Perek. Ein dorshim barayis b'shlosha. We don't talk. We're not Dorish, don't expound upon this topic of Arias, forbidden relations, before three or more people. Veloba Maisa Bereshis Bishnaim. And we don't talk about the creation of the world with more than two people. Veloba Merkav B'yochid. And the Maisa Merkava, the divine chariot, this type of mystical Kabbalah thing, how Hashem rules the world, that we don't talk about B'yochid. Ela'im Kein Hayachachem Umeivim Midaito. Unless he's wise and he can understand most of these things on his own. Let's see the Tosfos over here. Tosfos says, "Ein Dorshin." What are we talking about? The Maisa Bracious Pirush Minatam, the Hushim Membez Osios. That there are different names of Hashem. There's a certain 42-letter name of Hashem. It's actually hinted at by Rashi in I think in Sukkah. that comes from the combination of psukim. But these are the types of things that are beyond our pay grade. We don't talk about them. We're not expounding upon them. Continues the Mishnah. Kol hamistakel ba'arba devarim. Right, anybody who looks at four things, rasui, it's like word roy, it would have been appropriate for him. Ki ilu lo bo lo oilam. He never should have come into this world, never should have been born. Ma lemala, if a person thinks about what's above, like the rekia. Ma lemata, what's like below, underneath the earth. Ma lifnim, what was before the world was created. Uma la'achor, and what's going to be in the end, right? The end of the world. V'chol shelo chasal kavod koino. Anyone who doesn't have any concern for the honor of his creator, meaning he tries to look into these things and to delve into this, things that are also for him to do, rosui lo shelo boi lo olam. It would have been better, like Ross is like a lesson of ratui, it's appropriate, it's roy, that he would not have come into the world. Okay. Samar asks a question. Amar b'reisha, you started off in the reisha, v'lob merkav b'yochid, that a merkav, again, the merkav is these psukim by Yechezkel, where he describes this amazing vision that he saw, so that he can't do b'yochid, by himself. So that would be mashma, that you can't learn it at all, right? V'hod amar, then you said after that, ela'im kein hayachachem mevim midaito, unless he's wise and he understands everything, from his own. So it's interesting that you see that the Mishnah is using two different types of intellectual attributes. There's chokhma, and there is bina, and there's even das, right? Chabad, chokhma, bina, das. So just to explain for a minute, before we get into the actual, how the Gemara answers the kasha, but let's just explain what they are. Chokhma is the concept of like a flash of wisdom. Sometimes, you're sitting, just an idea pops into your head, or a teacher is saying something, asks a question, and the kid raises his hand, oh, I got it. And then just like that flash that had it, so really in that flash, that spark, the answer's contained in there. But a person doesn't yet really have it clear. They don't really able to break it down piece by piece, step by step, and understand how they had it all together. So that's the next stage. Chachma was that flash. Bina is that imevin davar mitoch davar, when a person is able to break it down into its components. And they're able to realize, well, okay, one second, step one leads to step two, leads to step three, and when they do that, when they break that down into the, individual parts, and the idea is formed, so to speak, the gestation of an idea, that's the concept of Bina. That Chachma and Bina is corresponding to the Zohar and the Keva, Kiyadua, that the male gives the Zera, which has everything contained in it, and then while the Nekeva holds the child, the Uber, in over 9 months, the child is developed part by part, piece by piece, step by step. The last thing is Midaito, is Das. Das is to be connected to an idea. One is just an intellectual understanding of it, but where that idea affects a person emotionally, and they're connected to it, a person could say, yes, I know some facts. Yes, I know these, but the fact that it actually moves me, that I think about it, it changes my thoughts, my emotions, that's the concept of Das. So you have Chochma, Bina, V'Das, and our Mishnah and Gemara have an allusion to them. So let's go through them. Again, the Gemara said, the first time it says he can only do by himself, right? And then it said, no, unless he's a Chochma, Bina. So Hachi Ka'amar, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Ein Dorshin Barayas L'Shlosha. Right, you can't talk about Arias forbidden relations with three students. V'lo b'mayis l'shnayim. You can't talk about the creation of the world with two. V'lo b'merkava liyachin. You can't even talk about the merkava, this divine chair, with one. Ela imkein hayachacham umevim led. Unless that one student is wise. Okay, so Mara now continues clarifying what the Mishnah meant. Ein dorshin b'arayis l'shlosha. My time. What's the reason why you're not allowed to do this? Elema always introduces an answer that's going to be rejected. Elema shum dechziv. The pasuk says ish el kol she'er besaro. One of you shouldn't come close to one of your relatives to uncover their nakedness. So ish literally means man. So that would be like a hint to the number of talmidim who are allowed to study it, right? So it would be ish trei. That's two. She'er besaro chad. Any of your close relatives, that's one. And the pasuk says, the Torah writes that you can't approach to uncover this. So that would indicate that you can't have the halachos of arayis when you have three people there. It's El Me'ata, one second, if that's how you're going to learn it up, so what are you going to do with the following? Dechsiv ish ish ki yikalil Elohav. When a man will curse his God, ish ish asher yitein mizar lemoylech hachinami, that only these two halachas, you have to teach these, you know, if it's awesome, you can't do this over because ish ish, therefore you, I mean, I have to tell you privately about molech, I have to tell you privately about being Megadif, right? No, it's not true. So therefore, it wouldn't make sense over here. Ella hanhu miboyle l'rabbi says goyim. These extra expressions was to include the non-Jews. Shemuzharin al birchas Hashem v'al avoda zara ki Yisrael. Because in these two areas, where these are part of the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach, that the non-Jew is also required to keep. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes. The Rambam tells us in Halacha Beis, Ben Noach, She'ovid Avodah Zarah, Harei Zechayev, V'hu She'ivud Gedarko, V'chol Avodah Zarah, She'beis Din, Shel Yisrael, Mamisin, Aleha, Ben Noach, Neharag Aleha. So the same status applies to Jews and non-Jews, if this type of thing. V'chol She'ein Beis Din, Shel Yisrael, Mamisin, Aleha, Ein Ben Noach, Neharag Aleha. And if you learn the suyas in Sanhedrin and Samechs as to what exactly the types of giduf, kissing, shtachma, stuff like that. So if you wouldn't get killed for that, then the goy is not going to get killed for that. Afal pisha in neharag also behold. Even though you're not getting killed for it, you still can't do it. Ve'ein manichin also la'akim mitzeva. You can't set up a matzeva. Ve'lo lita la'sher, not to plant the tree. Ve'lo lasos tsuros, to make images, kiyotze behem lenoi, for beauty. Gimel, Ben Noach Sheberach Es Hashem, it's a Lashon Sagi Nohor, Ben Noach who do the opposite of blessing Hashem, Ben Sheberach V'Shem HaMayucha, Ben Sheberach V'Kinoi, B'chol Lashon Chayiv, Masha'en Kim B'Yisrael. That's the difference between, what's it called? Klal Yisrael, and then. Okay, so one second, let's go on for, back in the Gemara, right, because that shows, that's why it's repeated. Ela Midichsiv U'Shamartem Es Mishmarti. Right, so then you have to learn this out. How do you know that there's an issur to teach three people? It's coming from the following: Ushmartem tre, right? That's two because it's plural. Mishmarti is my laws. That's chad. Amrachman levilti asos michukos hatoevos. So you shouldn't do any of these abominable things. So that means that shows that you can't. That's talking about the parsha varayas. So it shows that over here, you again, mishmartim was two, mishmarti is third, and therefore you put together. So that's how you get the prohibition of three. Elameata, one second. Dichsiv shmartim is haShabbos. It says the same lashon of shmira, right? Shomer Shabbos. So what do you do over there? Ushmartim is mahamatzos. You have to also buy guarding is by the matzah. Ushmartim is mishmer sakodesh, and also by Bamidbar Yudches. So hachinami, all these things you can't teach these to three people. Ella Omer Rashi, no, it's like this, right? My ein dorshin b'rayis b'shlosha. What does it mean when it says you can't do ein dorshin b'sisre rayis b'shlosha? The concealed parts of them before three people. In other words, there are certain parts that are not, what would it be like? It's Sisrei Torah, it's not Kabbalah. Sisrei Torah means things that are learned out through Gezeirah Shavas, through things that are not necessarily spoken out explicitly in the Torah. Right? What am I going to say? Yeah, let me do, Gemara's going to get this in a second. There's a Rambam over here in Hilchos Yisuri Bia. The Rambam says down, Ein dorshin b'sisri arayis b'shlosha. Why not? Then what I was going to say is in a minute. B'pnesha, echad torah b'shelus harav. So this happens all the time. You're giving a shir, and one of the students is asking the Rebbe a question. Okay, fine. So what are the other two doing? Well, the Rebbe's talking to that one student. Vashnayim nosim nosanim v'nosanim zem zeh. Right? They're talking about the sugya, but they're not paying attention to what the Rebbe's saying because they're talking about it amongst themselves. Ve'ein daitam panuya lishmo, so not listening to what the Rebbe says. Shedaita shel adam kroiva eitz l'arayas. A person has an inclination. They're drawn towards towards Arias, then ve'im nistapik lo dovish shama more lahakil. If a person has a doubt, I don't remember exactly what he said, it wasn't clear to me, he's going to be more hetter for himself because he wants the Arias. So therefore, he's going to be make him lefikach. Therefore, in order to prevent this from happening, again, having the Rebbe talk to one person and the two Talmidim are talking amongst themselves, and they're not gonna follow. Ein dorshin el l'shnayim k'deshiye ha'echad ha'shamea mefane daito liyodeya ma shirishma min harav. You can only teach two, because if you teach two, so the Rebbe's gonna talk to one, and the other one's gonna listen to what the Rebbe's saying to him. Fine, that's what it means over here. That's the pshat the Ravashi is saying. Okay, my timer svarahu. It's a logical thing over here. Beitre kiyasvi kaim rabaihu. When you have two students sitting in front of the Rebbe, chad shokil v'tori v'hadei rabbi. One of them is talking to the Rebbe. V'idach matzil udne l'gemara. The other one is listening. However, t'losa, if you had three, chad shokil v'tori v'hadei rabbi. Right, one of them is talking to the Rebbe, but Hanach Trey, these other two, Shachli Vitar Bahadeh Hadadi, they're talking amongst themselves. Velo Yadi Mai Ka'omer Rabbahu, they're not going to know what the Rebbe said. For also the Mishre Isura Berayas, therefore, that's what the Rambam is saying from this Gemara, they're going to kind of be matir, more hetzer for themselves in Arayas. So, Ihochi, one second. If that's true, that you're going to have a shir with three people and one's going to ask a question and the other two are going to zone out or do their own thing. Ihachi kol Torah nami. The whole Torah, this should be, you know, this is why across the board. You can't do any of that. No, Arayas Shine, it's different. It's unique, the Parsha of Arayas. The Amar Mar Gezla of Arayas Nafsho me chamedoson umis avilohen. A person has a certain, they're drawn after this. Gezla they're drawn after, and Arayas they're drawn after. Therefore, you're not going to necessarily you know, study these well, or you're going to be trying to have a tendency. You'll be nogeya, and you'll find coolers, stuff like that. Ihochi, then gezel nami. Okay, fine. I understand if these two are different because there's people have a taiva for gezel and a taiva for arayas. So then gezel nami shouldn't be allowed to teach that for more than two people for the same reason. No, arayas bein b'fanav bein shlo b'fanav nafish yitzrei. There's a difference because when you talk about arayas, so that doesn't make a difference whether the person's in front of it or the person's not in front of them. However, Gezel, b'fonav nafish yitzrei, shlo b'fonav lo nafish yitzrei. A person only has a desire to for Gezel if they, you know, it's directly in front of him. There's a temptation they can get it. But if they don't see the object, right, they're not gonna try to get it. Okay. Continues now the next part of the Mishnah. V'lo b'maisa b'reishis b'shnayim. Not to learn out maisa b'reishis with two. So I'm going to ask the question. Minohon imili. How do you know that? The Tan Rabbanan. Kishal no liyomim rishonim. You should ask about the earlier days. Yochid shoyel ve'ein shnayim sholin. One person could ask, but two people can't ask. Right? So what's that mashma? That implies that you could teach these things to one student. You would think that a person could ask questions what happened before the world was created. It's a tamalomer lemin hayom, from the day Asher bar Elokim Adam al haaretz, from the day that Hashem created people on the earth. But that's when the questions can start from. You can't ask earlier. You can't ask questions what happened during the 6 days of creation. You could ask about the days that were in front of you, that you could ask about, you know, what happened before the creation of man. In other words, if you learn in the Gemara, it says back to the last pasuk. L'min hayom asher bor elokim adam al haaretz. Okay, that happened on day number 6. So what does that mean? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are off limits? No, you can ask for the any from Bracious you could ask that part on. Okay. Yochol havmi, you might think yishol adam malamala malamato. What's above and what's below? Malifnei malach, or what came before the world, what's going to be after the world? Tamalom, in order to teach you not like that. Lemikte hashemayim va'ad kitzei hashemayim, from one end of the shemayim to the other. Me lemikte hashemayim va'ad kitzei hashemayim, regards to from things that are from one end of the heavens to the other, meaning within the boundaries of the world. Ata shol that you could ask. Va'al ata shol malamala or malamata. You can't ask what's above, what's below, malifnim, malachor. Okay, now I'll keep doing on the top of Yud Beis. Now you learn this out from one end of the heavens to the others. So what do I need that? It says the same thing. Like the teaching of Rabbi Elazar. The Om Rabbi Elazar Adam Harishon Min Haaretz Ad Larakia. Adam Harishon went from the ground all the way up to the Rakia. Shneimar, the pasuk says, the Min Hayom Asher Bar Elokim Adam Al Haaretz VeKeiven Shesorach. But when he sinned, right, he niach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadav Alav Umiato. Hashem put his hand on him and made him, he was memayitim, he diminished him. Shneimar, Ochor Bekedem Tzartani V'toshes Alai Kapecha. You fashioned me from before and from behind, you put your hand on me. Omer B'Yehuda, Omer Rav, Adam HaRishon, Misoifa Olam V'ad Sofa Hayah. Adam went from one end of the world to the other. Shneimar, Lemin Hayoyim, Asher Bar Elokim, Adam Al HaAretz, L'miktzei HaShemayim V'ad Ketzei HaShemayim. Kevin Shesarach, and once he sinned, he niach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad of Olav, Umiato, he put his hand on him and diminished him. Shneimar, B'Toshes Alai, Kapecha, you put your hand on me. Yehachi, Kashi, right? Kashi Kroya Hada, right? Both these psukim are contradicting, because one pasuk says that Adam went all the way up to, his height went all the way up to Shemaim, and the other pasuk says, like, no, he went from one end of the earth to the other end. And one says, no, Idi ve'idi chad shiuruhu. Both of these are the exact amount, it's the exact shear, it's the exact same measure. Okay? And Meretz Hashem will pick it up with more Gaditas in next year.